Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. It is the Friday night edition. The telephone number here, we have open phones as always, but the telephone number if you'd like to join us is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, I am your host, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. And joining me,
it's Bonnie and Clamoring.
Thank you, Clamoring, for guest hosting. You successfully convinced Chris to give up his seat for the evening. I know you're only in town for, you know, the day or the evening or whatever, so it's good to have you.
Nice to have you.
Surprise, Bonnie, Clamoring's going to be filling in for Chris.
I know. I was told.
Okay. I didn't know if you knew before you sat down just, you know, 2 minutes ago or whatever.
Oh, Ian told me.
Okay, good. Good. Good job, Ian. Well done. Wherever you are out in Ethernet space. So there's been a whole bunch of stuff in the news. The one thing that I want to opine on is Mr. Daniel Hale to start this show off. If you don't know who he is, pick up your favorite magic rectangle, go to a search engine, and type in Daniel Hale, just the way it sounds, Daniel Hale. Daniel Hale is what's known as a whistleblower, and that doesn't mean he's just good at, like, right? It means that he spent some time working for, we'll call it the U.S. government, and he told the truth about America's secret drone assassinations in Afghanistan, revealing, of course, that most of the dead from these drone strikes were innocent people. Somewhere between, I want to say, between 80 and 90%.
When was this? When did he whistleblow?
It's been years, so he's been on trial, I think, for 2 or 3 years now.
Why don't more people question the fact that if you tell the public what the government is doing, you go to trial?
Yeah.
Your government that works for you.
So, at any rate, Daniel Hale, who worked, he's a former U.S. Air Force intelligence analyst. He was sentenced to 45 months in prison after he previously pled guilty to passing along classified documents to a reporter that were subsequently published in 2015. This is from Reason.com. This is actually a little one of their, like, quick hits kind of thing, so it's just a couple of paragraphs about the guy. It says, Hale's leaks were intended to show that the drone assassinations under President Barack Obama were not what the American public believed them to be. The government insisted that its secret, quote, kill list, unquote, of terrorists was carefully vetted, and the drone strikes were only deployed to kill those the government and military believed it was unfeasible to arrest. The reality Hale revealed was the drone strikes regularly resulted in the death of innocents, and the government covered it up by automatically classifying anybody killed as militants, even when they weren't the targets of the strikes. This allowed the government to insist that civilian casualties were being kept to a minimum. So the government lied.
This is my not surprised face.
Right? Like, we know, sitting here in the studio, and, you know, if you're a regular listener or a regular host and a regular caller or whatever it is, that if you're paying attention, you know that this is not shocking. Well, it is shocking. It's shocking that it continues to go on, but it's certainly common for government to lie. But this guy said, hey, wait a minute. The government is lying, and I think other people should know that they're lying, and how bad they're lying, and what they're lying about. And he was like, hey, here's some stuff, press. Go ahead and publish this stuff. And the press did. And so now he's going to prison. Going to prison.
So imagine you pay for private protection and part of what they're doing for you is drone striking people on your enemy list. And then they're not telling you that they're killing other innocent people. Then someone working for them tells you, then they get to be punished by the people you hired. Makes no sense.
Yeah, it takes leaps of illogical, you know, stammering to get to that conclusion and have it kind of make sense to you in your own head. But if you just look at it at its simplest terms, at the highest level, it makes no sense at all. No sense at all. The same thing happens, of course, with many other people that we've covered here on Free Talk Live. Chelsea Manning, for example, you know, the WikiLeaks founder, of course, you know, that type of a thing, who have never harmed, to my knowledge, you know, at least in these cases, with this case specifically for Daniel Hale, never harmed an individual. Right? There's nothing, he didn't harm a person, he didn't destroy anybody's property. Perhaps as a military analyst, he shuffled some paperwork or something, you know, that resulted in some people dying. I don't know what that entails. But for these specific things, if you're just revealing that, hey, your government's lying about targeting these very specific people, and in fact these drone strikes are killing innocent civilians, to me that's not a crime.
Yeah, it's words.
Take some mental gymnastics.
That's the terminology I was looking for. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mental gymnastics to get around to anything like calling this guy. Like, I'm sure there's people out in radio land right now listening to us going, that Daniel Hill guy, he's a traitor. He worked for the government, and then he told. It's like, well, okay, he told because he felt it was the right thing to do. He told because he felt that the military was killing innocent people. I mean, this to me seems wrong. I don't know about you guys.
And if you stand behind the government no matter what they do, even if they do something blatantly wrong, then you're wrong.
I couldn't have said that any better. That's spot on. I mean, nail on the head. It really is a question of that. And I don't know what it's going to take for the general populace to realize that. Right, that very thing, that, you know, you want to feel like you're on the right team, Team America, if you will. Right? You want to feel like your team is doing the right thing. But when your team is doing the wrong thing, when your team is harming innocent civilian people, when your team is murdering people that you've never met, who have no beef with you at all, who've never done anything to harm you or your family or even your country, for that matter, right? And they're being killed. And it's being misreported by the people doing the killing? I mean, I feel like you have a responsibility. And so did Daniel Hale. He felt like he had a responsibility to let people know. Hey, look, government's lying. The government's covering up. They're saying, no, we're only killing targeted individuals. And they're hiding the fact that they're killing innocent civilians. And he said, this is wrong. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to stand up. And he's going to prison for it for 45 months at least.
Not that I agree with them having a list of people that they want to kill on my behalf, supposedly.
Right.
But there's just no mental gymnastics that I can think up to make it okay for them to kill civilians in their quest for killing, honestly, their enemies, not mine.
Yeah, that is true. It is the enemies of the Empire on that kill list, not enemies of yours or anybody out there in Radio Land right now. 603-283-6160. If you have an opinion on Mr. Daniel Hale, give us a call and let us know. Is he, you know, to be held up as a hero? I believe so. Is he a traitor in your mind? If so, tell us why. Why do you think that him revealing that the government is lying, you know, makes him a traitor? What? How is that traitorous? Please explain it to me, because I don't understand how somebody revealing innocent people being murdered and then lied about by the people doing the murdering is anything good. There's nothing good that can ever come out of that. And the fact that you didn't know, and you wouldn't know had it not been for him. Had he not stepped forward, you'd probably still just believe what your television has told you. And that is that, oh, yes, we targeted these individuals on the kill list. And, you know, there was a limited amount of what they call collateral damage.
Mm.
You know? But that is not true. I thank you, Daniel Hale, for your service to the people in revealing that these drone strikes were killing innocent people. I thank you. I'm sorry that you're going to prison, and you shouldn't be. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. 6160. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. We were talking about Mr. Daniel Hale, the whistleblower, who has been recently sentenced to 45 months in prison after he pled guilty, of all things. But, again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Clamoring.
And we're going to move on from the bit about Daniel Hale. I believe this has been covered previously here on Free Talk Live. I just wanted to, I had something to say about it, and I wanted to get it out live on air just to make sure that I said my piece about it. He should be a hero, and he should not be in prison. But regarding more interesting stuff happening in the world, we know that the United States Postal Service has a program called ICOP, I-C-O-P. That stands for the Internet Covert Operations Program. Bonnie, I think you and I were on when we first broke the news about the ICOP.
Yeah, I know Ian was in jail because he didn't even know about it until like a week and a half ago or something. I said something about it to him, and he was just like, huh? And I was like, oh, you were in jail when we talked about this, so I guess you never heard about this until, like, you know, not even 2 weeks ago.
Are you familiar with this claim?
I'm not, no.
So the post office has...
But they're apparently doing a lot of weird stuff that I am totally unfamiliar with, and that seems very counterintuitive.
They have a whole team of people called ICOP, and their job is to snoop on your social media. That's right. The post office has a whole team. I know, it's ridiculous to even say. The post office employs a whole team of people to snoop on your social media. And so we covered that months ago, right, back in March. Well, it turns out that there's been a lawsuit filed over the United States Postal Service surveillance.
That's cool.
I'm glad to hear that.
The nonprofit Electronic Frontier Foundation,
yay,
also known as EFF, a very cool organization in my book.
I just want to put a pin in that for 1 second and just say, if you're not already a subscriber to Smile Amazon, you can put EFF as your Smile donation.
Well, nice. I didn't know that.
Yep.
I will go and do that. I used to do, some time ago, Free Talk Live used to have an affiliate program where you could benefit Free Talk Live by using, links and such, but that has expired, and so I haven't done anything with my Amazon subscription. I
think
do that.
I have the Free State Project. I think it still has, I'm pretty sure I still have it as the Free State Project.
Nice.
Probably haven't given that much money to it. I don't know how that works.
Well, at any rate, the EFF has filed a lawsuit over a secretive social media surveillance program conducted by the United States Postal Service. This, again, from Reason. They noted in the August-September 2021 issue, the USPS has been running an Internet Covert Operations Program, also known as ICOP, in which U.S. Postal Inspection Service agents are tasked with monitoring the likes of Facebook, Parler, Twitter, and Telegram for information about protests and more.
How does that fall under the United States Postal Service?
Good question.
I'm just really unclear on that.
I don't know. I also asked that question. I have yet to receive an answer. If you have any idea of how United States Postal Service workers monitoring your social media falls under the responsibility of the United States Post Office, give us a call at 603-283-6160 because I and others would like to know.
And also, are our taxes paying for that? Like,
well, so those are all good questions, because some folks argue that the United States Post Office is no longer a government organization because they put out some fancy paperwork that said, we're now an independent organization, even though we're not really independent and nobody else can do what we do. That is, deliver letters. Deliver? Wow, I'm making up new words. Deliver letters, right? So you can pay UPS or FedEx for one of their cardboard envelopes and just send, like, a one-sheet piece of paper
except
to somebody.
Except I can't. I live in a rural area. I only have a post office box. That's it.
But the USPS claims a monopoly on enveloped letters with stamps.
Really? I didn't know that. I never knew that you couldn't just send, like, an envelope with UPS.
You can, but it's one of those big cardboard envelopes, right?
Yeah.
It's like official, like, you know, document, and it's like the size of a whole sheet of paper or bigger. I think they have a legal sized one as well. But it's going to cost you. Where I don't know, how much is a stamp these days? A buck or something? I don't even know. I haven't bought stamps in so long.
I have no idea.
A stamp is, you know, a minuscule amount compared to the amount you're going to pay for, like, the FedEx or UPS envelope. So the only time you want to send a letter is if it's something very important. Yeah, I recently had, a couple of years ago, my sister sent overnight a copy of my mom's death certificate, right? That was important. I needed it to get, like, the discount fare to fly home for the funeral, that kind of a thing. So she UPS overnight, and it got to me overnight, and I had it, and I was able to do the thing. So that's an occasion where you want to pay a hefty amount to make sure the document gets to its destination, you know, through a private company.
But even then, like, everything is so delayed with USPS that it what normally would take overnight, it's taking 3-4 days, etc.
Yeah.
Don't even talk about Amazon.
Like, I know. We were just talking about Amazon, and I was going to say, nobody's gotten a refund for their Prime that I'm aware of.
No, that's ridiculous. And I want a refund.
You could if you have Paribus attached to your email. It just kind of creeps me out to have it attached to my email.
What's a Paribus?
What is that?
Paribus is a website or a company, I don't know, that... You have to have it attached to your email, so it does creep me out. Like, I'm sure Chris Wade would never do this. The privacy nut would never do this because it can, like, see your emails. But I've gotten money back from, having, even way before COVID, having late Amazon shipments, and then it alerts Amazon and gets you, like, $5 back, like, for every late shipment. It's so crazy. But, I mean, I used to be, like... So frugal. I'm still pretty frugal, but, like, that was a cool little addition to me, and I didn't really know anything about
the market,
privacy at the time.
The market provides, though, that somebody came in and said, hey, you know what? I could really use to be notified when Amazon doesn't fulfill their end of the bargain.
And I didn't even know that I could get $5 back every time they were late, so it's in it, and you don't have to sit there and email Amazon yourself. It does it itself.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm being a commercial for this thing, but I liked it when I did use it.
Well, because... You know, you're paying for a service, and they're not providing the service.
So, at any rate, the U.S. Post Office does have this ICOP, Internet Covert Operations Program, in which U.S. Postal Inspection Service agents are tasked with monitoring Facebook, Parler, Twitter, and Telegram for information about protests and more. Agents with ICOP assume fake identities online, use sophisticated intelligence tools, and employ facial recognition software, Yahoo News revealed last April. And we'll talk more about ICOP and the lawsuit that has been filed by the Electronic Frontier Foundation against them for snooping on your social media. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans living in counties with a high spread of the coronavirus will see more masks during their next trip to Walmart. That's because the Arkansas-based company is requiring employees to mask up right away if they're in a high-risk county. Customers won't be required to wear masks while shopping, but they're encouraged to do so. Some House members want to extend an eviction moratorium which prevents landlords from kicking people out of their homes for not paying rent. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to get this done in the final hours before Congress's August recess. Arkansas Republican Representative French Hill appears on Fox Business and says the president should have solved this a long time ago.
We've known for weeks that this moratorium was going to expire tomorrow, and yet he waits to the last possible moment, and now we find ourselves here on Capitol Hill.
USA Radio News. The founder of electric vehicle startup Nikola is pleading not guilty to charges he's facing in New York. Prosecutors filing multiple fraud charges against Trevor Milton, but he's free on a $100 million bond.
Milton claimed that the Nikola One could be driven when, in fact, the closest it ever came to driving was when a group of Nikola engineers took it to the top of a hill and rolled it down so it could be filmed for a commercial.
Milton is banned from getting in touch with investors as part of his release, but his legal team flatly denies he did anything wrong. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has reportedly been charged with sexual assault of a teenage boy. The alleged sexual assault occurred at Wesley College during a wedding reception of the alleged victim's brother. The alleged victim was 16 at the time. McCarrick is scheduled to appear in a Massachusetts court August 26th for his arraignment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Like Friday or something?
I think so, dude.
Wow. And we're doing a radio show, is that right?
Dude, we're totally on
no.
the radio.
No, we're not. It's no, like, we're not. Just keep talking.
Oh. We're not doing Free Talk Live? I thought.
Oh, yeah.
I thought this was a live radio program.
Yeah, I don't know.
You could call in and take control and talk about whatever was on your mind. I was under the impression that that's what we were doing, man.
Are we doing the stoner voices because Dustin, the wind from Kansas, asked for more high times on the show? That's what he asked for.
Like, yeah, man. We're doing that for Dustin. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you would like to call and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about the United States Postal Service and their ICOP program, which we've covered previously. We're just giving a recap at this point. But the EFF, the Electronic Foundation for Freedom, is that right?
Bless them.
Electronic Freedom Foundation?
Frontier Foundation?
I got to look it up, man.
I don't even know what it is. You guys seem to know what it is, but I've never heard of it.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF, thank you, is suing over secretive social media surveillance program. Now, we all found it incredibly weird that the United States Post Office has a team of people snooping your social media, and we'll talk more about that momentarily. But first, I need to tell you that it's hard to believe that Bitcoin has only existed for a little more than a decade, and that decade has seen some remarkable developments for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Already, Bitcoin has proven to be an invaluable tool that is changing the world. Chances are you've already heard of Bitcoin, and maybe you've decided that it's finally time to learn about it. Well, Bitcoin.com has everything you need for that, including some very short videos that will only take a few minutes of your time to teach you the basics so that you can get involved with this groundbreaking technology. Even if you already own and know about Bitcoin, there's still something for you at Bitcoin.com. You can stay up to date on all the news that is relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com. There's something for everyone, from the novice to the expert, and it's all on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. Please check it out. Visit Bitcoin.com.
I saw that Bitcoin went over 40,000 today.
It did. It's been kind of hovering. It you know, went over and it dropped back below, and it went over and dropped back, and now it's back over again. So we hope for the best. I, personally, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not an attorney. I'm not I don't code cryptocurrencies. I'm not a developer. But I have seen the cycles of technology, and it is my opinion that Bitcoin will attain a new all-time high at some point. I think the all-time high was 64,000 something, 65,000, thereabouts.
Around there.
Yeah. I think it's going to go higher than that at some point. So I'm holding on. I'm waiting. I'm hodling, if you will.
Hodl.
I'm going to hodl. But I am definitely enthused. I mean, even at $40,000, 10 years ago, heck, even 2 years ago, you know, when Bitcoin was not even 10 grand or whatever it was, you know, for it to be 40 grand today is amazing. Everybody's like, oh, it's down. No, it's not. It's on a continual incline since its inception overall, big picture.
Well, lots of things have changed in the world. Yeah. You know, and
like what? Clamoring?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Maybe a pandemic?
How about the Federal Reserve pumping billions billions and billions and billions of dollars into the economy?
Money printer go brrr.
That's the one. So, yeah, I'm very, very optimistic about Bitcoin's future and cryptocurrency in general. It uses mathematics. And, you know, while we're on the topic, we'll get back to the USPS lawsuit by the EFF, but I just want to say happy birthday to Ethereum. Now, there's some folks in the Liberty community that sort of poo-poo Ethereum, and I don't do that. I'm still a fan. I think even early on, like, I read the Bitcoin white paper, and I was like, this is awesome. And then Ethereum comes up, and Ethereum's only 6 years old, I believe. Yeah, 6 years ago today, Ethereum was born. I read the Ethereum white paper, and I went, this is different. This is, instead of being, you know, just, quote-unquote, just a cryptocurrency, this is the equivalent to a cloud computer where anybody can develop programs on this giant computer in the sky that anybody can have access to. And so I thought it was a better use case. So far, it certainly is living up to its expectations as just that. It is the world's premier smart contract platform. And so if you want to do something cool, smart contracts are, well, they're neither smart nor are they really contracts. They're dumb and they're programs, right? They're just logic-based stuff. So, I don't know, for example, in cryptocurrency trading, if you want to trade Ethereum once Ethereum reaches, you know, X amount of dollars per Ethereum, you know, if Ethereum reaches, you know, $2,500 per Ethereum, then you want to sell. Well, you can set up a smart contract that says, hey, you know, when Ethereum reaches this, I want you to sell to this. And it's all automated. You don't have to do anything. You just program it in advance. There's other things you can do with smart contracts, like really imaginative stuff.
I mean, you could make like a whole home mortgage based on a smart contract.
Yes, and so whenever the mortgage is paid off, then the title automatically transfers, and it eliminates the bureaucracy that is currently held by government.
Right? Or the banks, or the whatever.
Banks. Right, the banks and the government together act as the silo of authenticity in most people's lives.
But even at a finer grain than that, like you can show payment times, you can show what a person has paid. You can show how much they've paid. You can show when they've paid. And that's all on the blockchain. That's all, like, just, it's just in black and white.
Yeah. And folks have done all sorts of things with it, and it's going to continue to get better, in my opinion. There's some competition out there, other folks who have launched similar things to Ethereum, and that's good. Competition will make sure that, you know, whoever does the best version of it, you know, is king, so to speak. And so I welcome the competition, but happy 6th birthday to Ethereum. It is certainly something very cool that will continue to get better as time goes on, because it can be developed upon. It's open source. And if you're a developer and you want to contribute to it, why, feel free to do so. If you have some sort of...
Please
do so. If you have some sort of idea, you know, decentralized application that you want to deploy on the Ethereum chain, you can do that. So feel free to look into that if that is your cup of tea. But, yes, happy birthday, Ethereum. All right, so we were talking about the United States Postal Service and the Electronic Frontation, Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF, suing them. Not a lot of is known about the ICOP program other than what we've covered, which is where the EFF comes in. For now, the group is simply seeking more information about the program. After the USPS ignored EFF's request for this information, the group filed a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, lawsuit seeking more on the ICOP program's creation, operation, and policies, including what it does with the data that's collected and how it shares this information with other agencies.
So is it going to be able to get a FOIA request on this if it's not a federal agency anymore, supposedly?
These are good questions, Bonnie. I do not know the answer to that. Perhaps this article will reveal some of that. I'm sure that there is a whole bunch more questions than there are answers about this particular type of thing. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NovaLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NovaLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you want to give a call, talk about whatever's on your mind, you can talk about whatever we're talking about or anything at all. It's called Free Talk Live for that reason. I am your host tonight. I am the captain. Joining me,
it's Bonnie
and Clamoring.
Should I talk like that, too?
Yes, please.
I don't know if I can keep this up the whole show.
You can do it. I believe in you.
She talk live.
There was a scare. There was a minute where there was a Wednesday when She Talk Live was supposed to occur. That it did occur. But, they needed somebody to fill in or thought they might. And so they pinged me and they're like, hey, Captain, can you? And I'm like, I don't have a wig.
Did you have your top off?
I did not. That's really where it's at. That's not something I'll be participating in.
Oh, okay.
Would you, Tamsin?
I would definitely.
Because apparently they want to do it every week now.
I have sensitive nipples, so
I'm down. I just need 24 hours notice. I'll be here.
I don't want to expose them to the whole world. They might get mad at me.
I don't even want to get rashes on air. I don't even want to look at your nipples, Captain, for fear that they might like stand up.
They might lash out.
Salute.
They have goatees of their own. I'm just kidding. They don't.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe they do. You'll never know. So, at any rate, I didn't have a wig, and so, fortunately, She Talk Live went on without me, and all was well. Although, even with the wig, I got the giant goatee, so, I'm not going to be able to hide my manliness very well.
That would make it even funnier.
I think you just need to turn it upside down.
Although, once upon a time, I did take a beard wig from what was to be a nativity scene play from a church or whatever. And instead of wearing it as a beard, I turned it around and I wore it as like a mullet. It was hilarious. But that's a story for another day. We've been talking about the EFF suing the United States Postal Service over this ICOP program because, well, it seems that nobody knows what the post office policies are, why it was created, how it operates, or what it does with any of the data collected from snooping on your social media. And so they filed this lawsuit, And they say, we're filing this FOIA lawsuit to shine a light on the why and the how the Postal Service is monitoring online speech, Houston Davidson, EFF Public Interest Legal Fellow, said in a statement. This lawsuit aims to protect the right to protest. The government has never explained the legal justifications for this surveillance.
So it's protecting the rights to protest because the ICOP program is monitoring people's social media to tell on people organizing protests? Is that why they're saying that?
It seems to be, yes. Because the other statement that we read from earlier was it's monitoring the likes of Facebook, Parler, Twitter, etc., Telegram, for information about protests and more.
I wonder what the and more
is. Yeah, I'm curious about the and more part. Like, okay, they've said information about protests, but what's the and more part? Oh, that seems very broad and open-ended.
Kind of catch-all.
Extremist activity?
I got news for anybody listening. I am the extremist. Facebook warned you about anybody who's watching. You might be able to actually see Clamoring has a T-shirt that says, quote, I'm the extremist Facebook warned you about, unquote. It's a pretty great T-shirt.
That's awesome. It's also hot pink.
It's appropriate studio wear. It's serendipitous that, you know, you were in town today and that Chris was amenable to giving up his chair for you for this guest
spot. Thank you, Chris.
So at any rate, they go on to say, this is the EFF that we're quoting here, we're asking a court to order the USPIS, that's the Postal Service, to disclose details about this speech monitoring program, which threatens constitutional guarantees of free expression and privacy. Now, I think the Constitution is worthless. It's a piece of paper with a bunch of words on it, and nobody's following it anyway. So, you know, the part where they mention that it threatens Constitution or whatever, it's fine. But it certainly threatens free expression and privacy. And as a privacy advocate and a free speech advocate, this is definitely something to pay attention to, because I'm willing to bet anybody listening has the same questions that we have. What the post office is doing? What? And and nobody's told anybody about what and where it goes and why they're doing and how. And, yep, that's exactly what happened. This is your government in action, people.
Well, I also have questions for you, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're questioning the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
Which is where I'm kind of coming from,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of my friends are like, this is the end-all and be-all, like, and I'm kind of like, I'm an anarchist. Like, I don't.
Right. So a piece of paper with words written on it, I mean, that's what it is. It's not a contract. People are like, it's a contract. No, it's not.
Like, I didn't sign it.
Right. Nor did anybody that you know.
No.
You know, a bunch of guys
definitely.
A couple hundred years ago signed it, but you didn't. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure a couple of guys who are dead and have been for a couple hundred years ago can't contractually oblige me to anything, at least not according to the general consensus as to what a contract actually is.
I also wouldn't sign in. Has an amendment that makes slavery legal.
It's got, well,
yeah.
It's had. Apparently they got it wrong the first time that they've had to amend it a whole bunch of times since then as well. So, when...
I just like my contracts between myself and another individual. I don't like myself... contracted to an agreement between a whole country.
Yeah, a fictional entity known as a
corporation of the United States.
Right. So to answer your question, when I was growing, I grew up in religious households, and the knee-jerk reaction to, well, almost anything was, what does it say in the Bible? Right, you know, any question would come up, you know, what would Jesus do, right, you know, or that kind of a thing. Well, it says here in the Bible in Paul chapter 4, verse 7, that blah, 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 whatever it is, right? And so that's what people would do, right? And that was their automatic knee-jerk reaction. If you asked a question that was, you know, sort of outside of their scope of knowledge or, you know, their comfort level even, they would just go, well, it's in the Bible, look what the Bible, and they would point. And so I got away from sort of the religious portions of life as I left these families that I spent time with. And then I guess it could be said that I might appear to have been a constitutionalist, right? And I say that because whenever somebody would start discussing politics or laws or, you know, anything surrounding any government agency, I would always go, well, what does the Constitution say, right? Because here I'm doing the exact knee-jerk thing that my religious families that I was brought up with were doing with the Bible. Now I'm doing it to this magical piece of paper that's just words. It's just words written on a piece of it. That's all it is. That's all it will ever be. And I'm going, well, what does the Constitution say about it? Because we should go and we should look at this thing. And so that's exactly what this article is doing, too. This article is saying it threatens constitutional guarantees. Or, well, the Constitution didn't guarantee anything because everything the Constitution guaranteed, quote-unquote, has been violated.
I think talking about things in terms of, like, is it violating the Constitution is a good way for... It's a good way to point out to normies that something is wrong. Like, hey, they're not even playing by their own rules. Not that I think these should be the rules.
Yeah. But, yeah, here's the rules that a bunch of old guys a couple hundred years ago wrote down that nobody can even follow. And I don't mean nobody, our former co-host.
Yeah.
I mean no one, no person, no entity.
No, because if you really want to read the Bible and read the rules that are written in the Bible... It's not going to go well.
Yeah, no, well, and the same with the Constitution, for that matter, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can read the Constitution all day and all night and be like, oh, well, this is what's supposed. And then if you look at all of the laws that have been passed and you go, oh, my gosh, there's an overwhelming amount of laws. Yes, so many that they can't even be counted, and very few of them actually adhere to what's written in the Constitution. If you look at just the federal government themselves, with the money printing outsourced to the Federal Reserve, well, that's not in the Constitution either, right? So how did that happen? Yes. So the Constitution is full. Well, it's full of it, really. It's literally just words written on a piece of paper. One of my favorite anarchists likes to point out that it could be summed up like this. I'm allowed to rule you. That's the essential version of the Constitution. They're allowed to rule us. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live. Hour number two is next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best-tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.